Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Galapagos, a biotech player that's been making waves in the industry. If you're not familiar with Galapagos, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a Belgium-based company operating in the biotechnology sector, focusing on developing innovative therapies for inflammatory and fibrotic diseases, among other areas. They've carved out a niche in a highly competitive space, and with a decent market cap, they're not a small fish in the pond. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Galapagos tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on what this means for you as a long-term investor. Let's get started. First, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends to set the stage. Galapagos has been in the spotlight with their latest quarterly update for 2025, where they highlighted key financial results and strategic moves. There's a lot of focus on their pipeline progress, particularly in advancing clinical programs, and some buzz around optimizing their manufacturing capabilities. Performance-wise, their stock has shown mixed results across different timeframes, with some volatility in the short term, but a more stable outlook over longer periods compared to industry benchmarks in biotech. The sector itself has been a roller coaster, with innovation driving gains but also plenty of risk. So, where does Galapagos stand in this dynamic landscape? Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis. Strengths: robust pipeline and innovation focus. Galapagos is pushing hard on its clinical programs, with several promising candidates in development for inflammatory and fibrotic conditions. Their recent update emphasized advancements that could position them as a leader in niche therapeutic areas, which is huge for long-term growth potential. Solid financial position. Looking at their balance sheet, Galapagos maintains a healthy level of cash and equivalents, giving them the flexibility to fund R&D without immediate pressure. Their current ratio is strong, indicating they can cover short-term liabilities comfortably, a key reassurance for investors like us. Strategic moves for value creation. The company's decision to strategically separate SpinCo, as mentioned in their latest update, shows a forward-thinking approach to unlocking value and focusing on core areas. This kind of restructuring can often lead to sharper focus and better returns down the line. High gross profit margins. Their gross profit margin stands out as a strong point, reflecting efficiency in turning revenue into profit before operating expenses. This is a good sign of operational health, especially in a capital-intensive sector like biotech. Weaknesses. Revenue growth challenges. While Galapagos has a promising pipeline, their revenue figures from recent income statements show inconsistent growth. Biotech is a long game, but for a company at this stage, we'd like to see more consistent top-line expansion to match the R&D spend. Net profit margin struggles. Diving into the numbers, their net profit margin isn't where you'd want it to be. They're burning cash on development, which is expected, but the path to profitability looks a bit bumpy. This could spook investors looking for quicker returns. High R&D costs with uncertain payoff. Speaking of cash burn, their operating cash flow and free cash flow metrics highlight significant outflows due to R&D and capital expenditures. While this is par for the course in biotech, the risk of delayed or failed trials looms large. Valuation concerns. Their price-to-earnings ratio, when compared to industry averages, suggests the stock might be priced at a premium relative to current earnings. Even looking at forward PE estimates, there's a wide range between high and low projections, indicating uncertainty among analysts about future profitability. Opportunities. Pipeline success could be a game changer. If even one of their key clinical programs hits the mark, we could see a massive upside. Biotech stocks often explode on positive trial results or regulatory approvals, and Galapagos has multiple shots on goal here. Growing demand in therapeutic areas. The focus on inflammatory and fibrotic diseases taps into a growing market with significant unmet needs. As populations age and chronic conditions rise, companies like Galapagos could see sustained demand for innovative treatments. Strategic partnerships and SpinCo potential. The separation of SpinCo and potential partnerships mentioned in their updates could open new revenue streams or attract investment. If executed well, this could diversify their risk and boost investor confidence. Industry tailwinds. The biotech sector, despite its volatility, benefits from broader trends like increased healthcare spending and technological advancements. Galapagos is well positioned to ride these waves if they can deliver on their promises. Threats. Clinical and regulatory risks. Let's be real. Biotech is a minefield of risks. Failed trials or regulatory setbacks could tank the stock overnight. Galapagos isn't immune to this, and their heavy R&D reliance amplifies the potential downside. Competitive pressure. The biotech space is crowded, with giants and startups alike vying for market share. Galapagos needs to differentiate itself, and any delay in their pipeline could let competitors steal the spotlight. Market volatility and sector risks. Looking at sector performance data, biotech as a whole faces swings driven by macroeconomic factors, policy changes, and investor sentiment. Even if Galapagos executes flawlessly, external headwinds could drag them down. Debt levels to watch. While not alarming, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't negligible. If cash burn continues without corresponding revenue growth, they might need to take on more debt or dilute shareholders, neither of which is great for long-term value. Now let's zoom out and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. Galapagos is a classic biotech play. High risk, high reward. Their pipeline and strategic moves are exciting, and there's real potential for a breakout if they nail their clinical milestones. But, and this is a big but, the road to profitability is fraught with uncertainty, and their current financials don't scream safe bet. For those of you with a higher risk tolerance, this could be a name to watch, especially if we see positive news on their trials or partnerships in the near term. Short and medium-term trends might be choppy, as volatility in biotech often is, but keep your eyes on those key catalysts. Long term, it's all about whether they can turn innovation into consistent cash flow. Wrapping up, Galapagos presents a mixed bag with compelling strengths in their pipeline and strategic vision, but significant weaknesses and threats that can't be ignored. For the long-term investor, this is a stock to monitor closely. Don't jump in blind, but don't write it off either. Stay tuned for more insights like this, and make sure to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can dive into the full SWOT breakdown on our platform. Let's keep building wealth together. See you in the next one.